Welcome to Eclectic, the podcast about anything and everything youth ministry. You name it. I'm Rob Brower.
And I'm Scott Davis.
And and we're having a good old time.
It's a party.
It's always a party.
Yeah. So, good times, good times.
Yes, good times.
So, hey, Rob. Mm-hmm. So, the last couple of episodes, we've talked a little bit about things that have happened at the Northwest Ministry Conference.
NW MinCon.
Yes. And you had a really cool opportunity. Like last time we talked about your interview with
Clint Gresham.
Clint Gresham, yeah.
Yes.
But that wasn't the only interview you got to do. You also got to interview somebody who happened to play the White Power Ranger on Power Rangers Wild Force. Jessica Ray, correct?
Yes. She played Alyssa in that show. If you're a fan of the show or if you're, you know somebody who is, they'll know who she is. Yeah, it was really cool. So before, like during the breakout sessions, while everybody was gone from the general student area, she shows up and, you know, I'm like, hi, how you doing? And, we had about 10 minutes to just kind of talk about what the interview would be like, cause I didn't have questions prepared ahead of time. And, she goes, I actually brought the helmet if you want to use that. Ooh. I'm like, yes, I do. And so I walk up on stage.
Fit?
I didn't even want to try it on because it was so tiny, dude.
You have a large head.
I do have a large head. And you would know because you have one too.
Ouch.
And so,
but I do.
And she's petite. And so it's really interesting. So you can't see it in the show, but there's latches on the back and then it hinges up. And it hinges on the inside. And so then you kind of put it on straight forward like a mask and then it clamps
then
on
the
back
and then
it, it latches. And
that's
locks it in.
That's interesting. I wonder why they do it that way.
Because in order for it to, you notice that the helmets aren't that much bigger than their natural head. If you look at Power Rangers, it's not like a motorcycle helmet.
True.
The motorcycle helmet holds.
Not that I have
so
a lot. I don't have a lot of personal experience watching Power Rangers.
But next time you watch it, and you know, they just made a new movie out. I'm not endorsing it. I'm just saying they did. So
right.
The popularity is starting to grow again. But yeah. So the hole in the opening on the bottom, it's just a little bit bigger than the neck size. And so,
oh, wow.
Even if I could have gotten my head in there, it probably would have choked me to put this mask on. But it was really cool. So I walk up on stage with it and I say, so I know what you guys are thinking. You're thinking, Pastor Rob, why do you have a white Power Ranger helmet? I said, well, it's because it's Saturday. That's why. It's what I do on Saturdays.
Saturday is White Power Ranger helmet day.
That's right. That's right. And you know what Jessica said that just wrecked me on the stage? I had to pause and laugh. She goes, and just for the record, it's the White Power Ranger, not the White Power Ranger. I said, of course. Now you just ruined this show for my childhood.
Oh,
thanks
my
a lot.
Goodness.
Thanks a lot. So I had never.
White Power Ranger. Not White Power
exactly.
Ranger.
That's why quotations and other punctuation
are
important.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, in all my years of hearing about the White Power Ranger, I've never thought
of it in that way.
But now I can't. When I see those three words, like there's a comma between Power and Ranger now. And it's like, ah. So anyway, it was a lot of fun. We talked about her being the White Power Ranger. And,
that's very cool.
What it was like. And there was one gal there who was such a big fan. She like squealed. She was like, high school gal, actually from my buddy Chris's youth group in Longview, not too far from here.
Shout out to Chris.
Yeah, hey, Chris Lyons. What's up, buddy?
Take care of your knee.
Yeah. And then so I actually let her come up on stage and took a selfie with myself and Jessica Ray.
That must have made her
sent
day.
That to her. He said it made her life. And so
that is cool.
She is like, you know, my daughter's the same way. She nerds out over that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. Very cool. But you've told me you showed me actually a video of Jessica Ray talking about some stuff that had nothing to do with Power Rangers.
Yeah,
why don't you talk about that a little bit? That's because it's really, really interesting.
Yeah. You know, I had to tell her. I said, Jessica, I admit, like, when they told me I was interviewing Jessica Ray, I was excited, but it had nothing to do with Power Rangers. I had no idea that you played the White Power Ranger. The White Power Ranger. See what I mean? In the show,
be careful not to offend me, Rob.
Exactly. And so I said, this is how I actually heard about you. When I first started in youth ministry, I was looking for a video that I could show parents that talked about swimsuit modesty that wasn't super cheesy and just like, you know, Danita covered up for Jesus, you know, just
yeah.
something that was practical and had good information in it. And I was scouring the web and I found this video. This young woman appeared to be in her early 20s is doing a talk, and she talks about the evolution of swimwear, and she talks about the bikini and how it got invented and all that. And so I used that video because it then talks about her swimwear line, Jessica Ray Swimwear. And she couldn't find any cute swimwear that wasn't very revealing. And so especially in the Hollywood, you know, scene, everybody was just all about the two-piece bikini. And so she wanted to be a little more modest. And so she created her own swimwear.
Right.
And so now it's a big swimwear company. She makes for adults as well as little kids. So so I told her, yeah, I apologize. Like, I didn't even connect you with the Power Rangers. I knew you through the swimwear line. And so I would take that video and post it. When we were going to take kids to the local water park, I would say, hey, parents, if you've got a daughter and you're wondering if your swimwear is modest, use this as the benchmark. You can watch this video. And so I'd been using that for years.
Yeah. It was you showed me the video and I watched it. It's a fantastic video. And there's this one part in particular that really I really enjoyed, especially because she got into some of the neuroscience of a study that was done at some university. I can't remember which one she said, but about what happens to guys' brains yeah. when they see people in different levels of clothing, different levels of revealing or non-revealing or whatever clothing. And some of that was just fantastic. And I think for youth pastors out there and parents out there, this is a fascinating conversation that you can have with your kids, with your students or with your own children or whatever it is, especially girls. But this video, I think, is appropriate to have a conversation over with both guys and girls together, because especially if you're a youth pastor and you struggle with that talk of trying to help your kids understand what modesty really is all about and why, when they go into the details of some of the studies, the brain scans that were done, it's pretty revealing. It's pretty informative. For both guys and girls, to help guys understand their brains and to girls understand why it matters, why it makes a difference. Because so much of the time, you know, guys will come out with a thing of, well, you know, how you dress makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And the response back is, well, it shouldn't. You just need to change the way you think. But it helps kind of back up the theory, that the perspective that says it's not like we intentionally go any particular direction.
Yeah.
I think it's a great conversation to be able to have with both guys and girls.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I was talking to a college age young adult, a young man, and he was kind of acting like a jerk on Facebook and stuff. And
college age young man?
Yeah.
And so
I called him out, you know, in private.
Yeah.
So we were at this event and everybody was leaving, and I went over to him. I said, hey, man, let me talk to you for a second. The way that you've been handling this conversation, I've been watching it go down on Facebook and stuff. You're kind of being a jerk. And he said, you know, everybody kind of treats me like a jerk anyway. And so it's kind of what's expected of me. And so I figure, why let him down? And I was like, dude, seriously? I said, honestly, all you have at this point is your reputation. And if you want to have that reputation of being a jerk, you're going to continue to get treated like a jerk. And I said, I know sometimes it's difficult, and especially when you know somebody else is in the wrong, treating them kindly, you know, and we talked about, you know, the Christian aspect of that, and that's important, right? What would Jesus do? But I said the practical application is this, is down the road, when you want one of those people to have your back, they're not going to have your back, because all they're going to remember is, this guy's a jerk, why should I help him out,
you know?
And so it was really interesting. You know, she actually gave a seminar talk after our interview. That was the end of the general session. And then we broke out, and her breakout session was in that same room. And it was a talk for just young girls, and it was Be Yourself. And I left because it was for young girls, but I surmised from the description of her talk that it had a lot to do with this book that she had written. She was also downstairs she had a booth, and they were selling swimwear, and they were also selling the book.
Oh, she actually brought some swimwear.
She did.
To sell.
She
oh, did. That's cool.
Well, actually, now that I think about it, I don't know if she was selling the swimwear or if it was just there for people promoting to see, it. To promote it.
Okay.
So they were promoting
okay.
the book and the swimwear. I know they were that's promoting cool. both.
But the book, so what's the...
They were selling the book, and what was cool is she said, if you buy a copy of the book, you'll get an autographed copy of Power Rangers photo.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
so that was cool. And so I did buy the book,
yeah.
and I got two photos. I suggest you mind doing one for my daughter, who I bought the book for, because she's 14, and it's really aimed at that, you know, kind of 12 to 15 year old girl, yeah. right? I mean, and even I believe college age young women should read the book, and you know, it's good stuff. And we'll talk about that in a second. But she did. She wrote one out to me, and then she wrote one out to Megan. And the book is called Decent Exposure, and she co-wrote it with a friend
Sean Connery.
Of hers. No. she co-wrote it with Leah Darrow, who was a contestant on America's Next Top Model.
Oh, wow.
And they both had, in their own ways, as Jessica explained it, gotten kind of sucked into the Hollywood scene and all of that, and kind of bought into some of the messages that Hollywood was sending about what it meant to be beautiful and, you know, that kind of
yeah.
thing.
Hollywood version of glamour and sexy.
Exactly. And so if you go to her website, decentexposureonline.com, it just says right there, sexy, cute, classic, frumpy. It's not easy to dress decently in today's indecent world. Actress and designer Jessica Rae and former America's Next Top Model contestant Leah Darrow don't hold back in this book of personal stories and practical advice. And so so I looked at the book a little bit. I gave it to Megan as a gift, and we looked at, and there's really good stuff in there. Like, there's one section, there's a lot of photographs. And so there's a section, though, where they're describing, how do you tell if your outfit's too tight?
Hmm.
Very practical. And that's
yeah, when, that's not what you would,
yeah.
wow.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember when I
you
was-
you would think something yeah. like this would be more theoretical as opposed to practical.
You would. And, you would. And, you know, I try to think back to, when have I ever heard a parent tell a child that their outfit was too tight, and what was the reasoning behind it? And it's always there's no metric. It's always just because I said so. And I remember it was really uncomfortable.
I just had that conversation with my daughter.
We
2 days ago.
I remember some friends and I. We were over at another friend's house, and we had gone over there to pick her up. She was the last one. We were like going bowling, I believe, and it was really uncomfortable because her mom said. And I apologize, but this is a direct quote. She said, "You're gonna wear that? You look like a slut." And it made us all uncomfortable.
Oh boy.
And she didn't give any specific reasoning, like, oh, the tank top is less than, you know, strap is less than 2 fingers wide, or, you know, there wasn't any real concrete, like, how do you know? You know, and so in that instance, I think if she had a chance to sit down with her daughter and go through this book, it would have avoided all of that.
Yeah.
And they would have had a baseline. So it talks about very simple things like if you have to lay down on the bed to pull the skirt or pants up over your waist, then they're too tight. You know, if it's squishing you and you're like hanging out over the top, it's too tight. If when you kneel or bend, you can see underwear, like lines and outlines, then it's too tight. You know, little things like that. If it's pinching any part of your body like that. And so it shows it in the photograph, you know, like when
this
a skirt.
This is an example.
Yeah, as an example. Like if a skirt's hanging, the fabric should hang loose and free like this. And I just thought, man, that is so practical because I don't think I could have even explained to my daughter what's too tight and what's acceptable. But going through this book, which I'm really eager to go through the rest of it, gives you a baseline to start with. So I'd highly recommend it to anybody with a preteen or teenage daughter.
Yeah, we had a recent thing go on here in the Ridgefield School District where just before the school year started, teachers, they promoted a new kind of dress code for the school that basically it listed a number of different things, but one of the elements within it was no yoga pants or those or that type of thing. And the uproar that came not just from teenagers, but from girls themselves. I'm sorry, not just from teenagers themselves, but from parents.
From parents.
From moms and I don't know how many dads, but I saw some comments from some moms that I'm just like, I think that whole, for me, yoga pants, leggings, things like that, those are not pants.
Yeah.
I mean, the yoga pants for yoga. You're not doing yoga at school.
Yeah.
You're not doing yoga in your math class. You know, and to me, and so part of the conflict between my daughter and I is like, you know, she's like, I'm going to wear this. And I'm like, you're not wearing that. Those aren't pants.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's, it becomes an area of contention. So this gives some practical, yeah. Visible through the photographs, boundaries to be able to set that give a visible, easier understanding yeah. of what some of these things are and why.
With our daughter, we treat jeggings and leggings and all of that like pantyhose.
Yeah, yeah.
If you wouldn't wear the pantyhose just outside by itself, then you're not going to wear those things outside by itself.
Yeah.
Because there's very little difference between the two. And so my daughter will wear leggings with shorts. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, me too.
Cover your legs and cover your bottom too.
I mean.
And we've been pretty lucky with Megan because, we started teaching the modesty thing, early. And I think if there is such a thing, she will err on the side of too modest. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so,
well, as a dad, is there really anything modest? That's like, I'm totally fine with the frumpy, you know,
anything, that scene,
anything that will repel the boys.
You know that scene in Three Musketeers, or the Man in the Iron Mask, where or whatever,
right.
they're like, see, to me, that kind of an outfit, like completely entombed, where just like the eyeballs are, like,
yeah,
like to me, that's good.
Yeah,
until she finishes college or something.
Yeah,
but no, I mean seriously,
with padlocks.
Yeah, padlocks and just triple welded adamantium.
You know, I like it. And when is that going on sale?
You can buy that on our website, eclectic.com/ I am a dad. No, but seriously, I think the book is great because it addresses some serious issues. You know, we talked a little about with Clint Gresham about the identity that particularly young boys have when it comes to sports and,
right.
you know, whatnot. But young ladies are deriving their identity from these messages that they're getting from society.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's great, not just for the young ladies, but for the young men to hear, like, this is not about being frumpy. It's not about being prudish, but, it says here on the website for the book again, being decently exposed is more about self-respect than anything else. Respect yourself and you'll receive respect from others. And it has to start there.
Yeah.
You know, understanding that they are beautiful, not because some guy says so or because a fashion trend says so, but because they're made in the image of God.
Right.
And God is a loving father. And if they could understand how beautiful they are in his eyes and that it has nothing to do with sexuality. It's not about being sexy. But beauty is another concept altogether, and too often we get them kind of mixed up.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's really, really cool.
Yeah, and so, I mean, man, I wish I had, like, I wish this were a live show sometime so we could have, like, copies of the book give away to the first caller or something.
Well, hey, how much was that book?
It was on sale at the thing for $20, but it's $24.99. Regular price is $29.99, but if you go to the website right now, decentexposureonline.com, you can purchase it for $24.99 for a limited time.
I need to pick up a couple of copies.
Yeah.
One for my 13-year-old and one for my 10-year-old. It's not too early to start. Well, if it's geared toward 12, I'll hold on to it.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And we had talked about rites of passage, and I think this is one of those things where it makes for a great rite of passage. I had a great conversation with Jessica as she was signing the book to Megan. She said, Pastor Rob, this would be a great book for you to sit down with your daughter and read through
some father daughter time.
Yeah. And so she knows that this daddy agrees with this. And,
yeah. She can hear daddy's heart.
Yeah,
in all of these different things, and have a better understanding why, as opposed to because I said so.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And so, if you're a dad, a mom, a pastor, whatever, highly recommend it. They've got some great information, and they talk about their story and their struggle with some of this stuff in there.
Right.
So, yeah, absolutely. And so, man, I. I it was a lot of fun. I got to tell
you. Cool. That's very, very cool.
Hanging out with Jessica Ray, hanging out with Clint Gresham, the Northwest Ministry Conference, it was a blast. I can't believe we get to do those kinds of things, you know, as youth pastors.
If you've never been, if you live in this area in the Pacific Northwest and you've never been to the Northwest Ministry Conference up at Overlake Christian Church, it's held annually roughly around the same time of year, isn't it, every year?
Yeah,
around
March-ish.
You really need to check it out. It's more – when I was younger in ministry and it was going on, there wasn't a lot that was offered to youth. So I kind of had my fill of it in those earlier days. Yeah. And I haven't been back for a very long time. And so when I got to go up with you for the intensives the day before, wishing I could have stayed for the rest of it, but meeting some of the speakers, some of the guys who were there to talk about some of the youth stuff and realizing this is a lot different than it used to be. So if you're like me, and maybe you've been around it for a while, or maybe you've just never really given it much time or thought, give it a second thought and give it another look. And hey, come find Rob and I. We'll be around. I'm going to make plans to go up there next year, and Rob is already planning on being there. And
I'll
come find
us. I'll be there, absolutely.
And we'll be at our eclectic booth, because I'm sure by then they're really going to be demanding for us to have a presence.
Well, if not, we should at least record a couple of episodes live.
Yeah, it would be cool.
Let's do eclectic live.
Yeah.
Live at the – we'll just record our sessions there. Talk to people. You know, they had Delilah, the radio host, Delilah.
Oh, yeah.
Delilah.
Right? Nice. You know? Oh, that was beautiful,
Ron. Thank you. And that's the mic. It makes me sound good.
Makes me wish we had a candle.
I did not bring down the candle.
Didn't
Sorry.
Bring the inspiration candle.
So Delilah was there. She opened up the main stage session. And
that's
they
cool.
Had,
did she dedicate some love songs?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
And then Doctors Les and Leslie Parrott were
there. Oh, yeah.
And they were teaching on their new Symbus, Save Your Marriage Before It Starts. They've created, they had that book, Symbus, Save Your Marriage Before It Starts.
Right.
But they created a pre-marriage deal similar to Prepare and Enrich. But, man, it's awesome. The report looks great.
Yeah.
They've just redesigned it from the ground up.
Basically an inventory you take. That spits out results that helps a counselor, a pastor, conduct premarital counseling.
Yes.
Yes.
But what I love about this is it's a lot easier when the results come in for the couple to understand in plain English what's going on. And it's explained. It's not just with the Prepare and Rich. I honestly feel like I'm a tax guy sitting down with couples going, okay, according to these, you know, markers, you got a communication issue. And they're like looking at the graphs going, well, what? I don't understand this. Like, what's 13 mean? 13 out of what? Well, don't think of it as a score, but so much, you know. And this is like very clear, very clear. And they're individualized for him and for her.
Wow.
Because the neuropsychology is different for a guy and for a gal.
What?
It is, isn't it? Yeah, we'll have to talk about that sometime.
You know, it'd be an interesting topic sometime. Because, you know, every youth pastor, if you're in very long, you're going to have a kid graduate and they're going to go off and get engaged. And they're, you know, they're going to come back. Inevitably, you're going to have one come back and say, would you marry us? And you're going to be thinking, I would love to do that, but there are some important things that you really need to consider. Because there's a lot of you guys out there that maybe haven't really had that opportunity much. Or when you have, you haven't really thought through the fact that you really need to help provide some premarital counseling. And so then what do you do?
Yeah.
So maybe we should do sometime on maybe some of the Prepare and Rich versus this new Save Your Marriage Before It Starts stuff. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, definitely check it out. They came to a pastor's event that we had at our church and gave a spiel on it. And our church decided that we were going to buy in. And so they got us signed up. And I am now a certified Save Your Marriage Before It Starts pre-marriage counselor. So
very cool.
I'm interested.
I've been certified in Prepare and Rich for a number of years.
Yeah, and I used to use Prepare and Rich.
Yeah, and I'm very open to expanding my toolbox.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And so if you want to chime in on any of the things that we talked about, or if you've got an idea for more topics that we could be bringing up, Feel free to get a hold of us. You can go to our website, eclectic.com. That's E-K-K-L-E-C-T-I-C. Or you can email us. That is podcast@eclectic.com. Once again, E-K-K-L-E-C-T-I-C. You can find us on Twitter @eclectic or on Facebook. We are at facebook.com/IamEclectic. Hey, I'm Rob.
And I'm thirsty. I'm really thirsty.
So am I. I think I drink all the rest of my water.
Yeah.
But thanks for listening and stay eclectic.